Now, I'm going to give an analogy that I give to my patients. I'm a car lover, so I relate to this, and I hope it relates out to you as well, with regards to cars. About 3 months ago, I was in Whakatane, so not too far from where we're living now in the Bay of Plenty. I drive an okay car, it's an Audi A3. It's okay, it's not that flash, but she's pretty quick. You guys here with European style driving tonight, okay. Now, I remember being in Whakatane, I'd been on a locum tour, and I drove home. I needed to get some petrol for the next day. So I went to the BP station, opened up the petrol cap as I usually would, popped in the petrol, not thinking twice, maybe about what I was going to have for dinner, maybe about seeing my fiance after a long day at work, who knows. I finished the petrol, went in to pay for it, and I realized what I'd done. Filled up with the wrong petrol. So easy to do, right? For years, I've been filling up with one type of petrol, and I filled up with the wrong one. It wasn't diesel, but my car is European, it's turbo, it's kind of tweaked very, very slightly. It needs 98 octane. That's what it needs. It actually says it on the inside of the petrol cap as well. But I put 91 in. Now, I apologize to my fiance, I was probably very grumpy for about 3 weeks. Because my car, although it took me from A to B, it ran, it worked, but it was grumpy. The brakes weren't working so well. The power wasn't there that it usually has. So I was driving it around and it was very frustrating. Until I started putting 98 back in. And then it started coming alive again, just as it did bringing us from Mount Maunganui this evening. It's really important for me to say that I don't believe it's much different with the body. Nutrition is there. Food is our fuel. We can get rid of all of the other parts of it too. We need to have good air filters. We need to have good oil filters, have the right oil, put the right petrol in. But the nutrition for the body is so, so key. So I hope that analogy sticks out there for you, because the petrol that we tend to see out there in the global sense now maybe isn't the best fuel. So it's really, really amazing when we start to boost the nutrient content, just like the car. Our body can change. Our body adapts. Our body starts taking on those good nutrients. It starts working in a different way. And you'll be amazed at just a few little tweaks what can happen. As my story.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.